Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday. This is September the 5th of 2023, and I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Abundant, Michigan, where I live. And I do want to apologize for the brief delay. We just made a little discovery, you know, and we tried to log on a little bit ago, and we discovered that it had not been set up, so we had to set it up real quick, and then we discovered that now we're live. So praise God, now we're live, and it's good to be with you here on September 5th, Tuesday, September 5th, 2023, and I hope for those of you who live in the U.S., Canada, that you did have a good Labor Day weekend, good Labor Day, you know, and in many other countries, labor is spelled with a U, and not just the regular L-A-B-O-R like we do here in this country. There's a U on it, L-A-B-O-U-R, so goes to show that they spell things differently. Is it because they use British English as opposed to American English? Is that what you think it is, Jamie, maybe?
It could be.
Yeah, I think that could honestly be it. I really believe that. But I do want to say, as for weather, it's kind of wild. Today just might be the highest heat index that we had all year. And it's now after Labor Day. And unofficially, fall, today would be the first day of fall, unofficially. Meaning if you don't go by what the astronomical folks will tell you. Now, astronomically, it's still summer for about two more weeks. But when you look around out, you know, outside where I'm from, we are starting to see leaves falling a little bit, even little bits of different colors here and there. Not really colorful yet, I hope, though.
No.
Not like the leaves turning colors or anything crazy like that. That'd be even more weird if it was doing that, because it's not truly fallish yet. I mean, I haven't had my first cider or donut or apple cider donuts yet.
Me neither.
Would they be starting the real cider yet, or not for a few weeks?
I seen some they had for sale yesterday at Walmart, but I don't know if that's the real stuff.
Or is that the kind of stuff that you could probably get all year?
Probably all year, but they had it all.
Where was it? Was it
right
like, was it where they put some of the Isn't that a certain area up front where they put some seasonal specialties out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where it was?
Yeah.
Is it like where the strawberries are sometimes in April?
Right by the strawberry shop.
Like where they put them in April, you mean? Oh, April, May.
Yeah.
But the rest of the year, they're in another place?
Probably with just the regular juice.
I mean, I'm not talking about the strawberries, I'm talking about the cider.
Yeah.
But the cider was in the seasonal thing.
Yeah.
With donuts next to it or no?
There was donuts.
Was there the cider donuts?
No, because I would have got. I don't know.
Any pumpkin treats?
No. I know.
Trying to embrace times now after Labor Day and not be busy wishing for summer to come back when we know it's not.
Yeah.
Because you know, after Labor Day, you know, like it's a thing, you know, it's gone. But, you know, it's like try to embrace fall. After all, football season started, and give you a bit of that, later on towards the end of the show, we'll discuss that and what happened in the weekend's games, and also my thoughts on Jim Harbaugh with the suspension. I never did mention to you the Jim Harbaugh suspension for the first three games of this season, which also meant that I didn't take a minute and even give my, you know, my opinion and what I thought of it. And so I'll do that as part of a Tuesday edition of Football Central. Normally it would be Monday, but since we didn't do a show last night, we'll do it today, Tuesday. And so I just wanted to let you know about that, just so you kind of know what is going down in the world of the Miracle Man program. And of course, I do love doing football with you guys. I've done it ever since the first year we did it. And you say, and some of you may say, well, Miracle Man, you do tend to be a football guy when it comes to sports. I am.
Oh, yeah.
I am big time. I love me some football. But it wouldn't be the same if they started playing all the games in July. It wouldn't quite be the same to me, because I actually remember, listeners, one time a few years ago, I was leaving church on August 1st of 2019, a Thursday night. Somebody was discussing something about football preseason games that night, and I'm like, why would they be playing the games tonight? And I'm like, it's August 1st. Can't we do it like August? In my mind, I'm thinking, can't we do it like August 5th, August 8th? Not the 1st. Because the 1st, you just left July at midnight. Mm-hmm. And you still basically got a month of summer left at that point. And so, you know, as they say it is what it is. And also there was discussion, you know, amongst some coaches, or a certain coach in the Big Ten, who was talking about what he had to think of these college teams that are starting to play on Friday nights. And I believe you'll see this more in years to come, with the Big Ten adding teams from the West Coast. I think we will see more Friday night as well as late Saturday night kickoffs. To that I will say, I'm totally fine with the late Saturday night kickoffs, but can we keep the Friday college games to a minimum? Please, 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 please. Because a lot of these coaches, Friday night is when they go, you know, to scout scout high school players that they have interest in. Friday night is when they would go scout them. And I'm sure we got scouts at Lemon High Stadium before. Wouldn't you think?
I don't think so.
But they wouldn't come all dressed up in a certain suit and tie to where we'd be able to say, oh, that's a scout.
Right.
Do you imagine they're just very plain dressed?
I think so.
Might even wear a blue T-shirt, you know, to try to fit in with the Midland folk. Do you imagine that's what they do?
Oh, probably.
Or the green if it's going to scout a Dow player. So you imagine they go in there dressed the part.
Right.
Is it just me guessing, or do you think they're supposed to?
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. But I'd be curious. But they'll have these scouts go in, you know, And it makes it harder to do if they're playing a lot more Friday night games. I believe Friday night is for high school football. Because, you know, and with me personally, it is because, you know, like this Friday night, Midland has a home game, and I am going to be out there at that stadium, you know, that's basically just about across the road from my house. Not giving away my address away or any of that. I'm just saying I live real close to the stadium. That's all. And that being said, you know, I'm going to be over there at the game to take in, hopefully, a Midland win from my alma mater. And so we'll see about that. But anyhow, I really do hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. Hopefully you got to do, you know, something you enjoyed, and also took a minute to think about, you know, those that make our company go. Our country goes, those that help make our country what it is. Because we think about all the different people that take on these different jobs and that, you know, it's all got to come from somewhere. It's all got to come from somewhere. Even our cars, someone had to make those. Including your car, your vehicle that won't start. Mm-hmm. Jamie, huh? Some of you that got a car that maybe you got a faulty ignition switch, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody out there probably has one of those somewhere around. You know, you got an ignition switch because your vehicle doesn't want to start.
Yep.
Doesn't matter if it's hot outside or not. Actually, today was very hot, like 92 degrees. But I digress. We'll see about that when you go get your car. But anyhow, nonetheless, that car had to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
It really did, whoever. Hopefully made in this country and not made in, China.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some other country, Mexico, or whatever, you know, wherever else. I didn't say China, I don't have anything against China. I mean, they're brilliant too, but just saying, you know, it's better if we can keep more jobs here in this country and not always outsource everything to another country. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard of, you know, where people try to call a call center for whatever reason. And sometimes you got these calls, you might have that person answer and they can barely speak English. And it's a call center in India, of all places, or Bangladesh, or Russia, or somewhere else. And they might almost have to say, I am no English.
Yeah.
I literally had that happen to me in a mall somewhere. Like, I went by this nail place, and I was saying hi to somebody, and he said, no English. And I'm like, oh, sorry. Now, I wasn't going to say this, but, you know, at all. So I didn't. But I felt like saying, well, you just used two English words, no English.
Right.
So if you're going to say no English and you don't know any English, make it so that I can't understand it at least. Don't say no English, because I don't understand. He's just saying he doesn't speak English, you know. But at least he must have known. This person must have known enough just to say no English. And I thought that was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was some years ago, but I still think it was funny. You know, that happened. But at the moment, you know, now we can laugh about it. I wasn't humiliated or anything when it happened, but I was like, okay, thank you. Sorry about that. You know, like, like you know, but yeah, you know, but anyhow, that means summer is unofficially done for, because basically every district now is going back to school. Even in New York City, they go back in a couple days. Thursday, actually. But now, I do want to remind you of a couple things that I always try to remind you of every time we have a show. And that is, number one, I want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. Come on, get me out of ice water. Yeah, water.
Yeah.
The first item I want to remind you about is about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. It's the story of how great God has been, how my God has always been there for me. Yes, there's stories about hardships that I've had to deal with in my life. And, you know, I did not cause these hardships, so. You know, I thank the Lord that he's always been there for me and for my family. And I'm thankful that my mom stood. She knew how to fight when I didn't, because a lot of the stuff that I was dealing with, I was so little. I was so young. Just imagine being there, you know. Just imagine you're a couple days old and you can't suck or swallow.
Yeah.
At that time, I didn't, and of course at that minute, I don't know that I can't suck or swallow. I wasn't told that. I mean, it's not like I could hear everything and be told, no, Rivers, don't swallow. Don't try to suck, don't try to swallow. In the first 10 days of my life, I had to have two different surgeries, one so I could suck and another so I could swallow. You know, and then ended up with over 40 surgeries, but God's been faithful through all of that. And it's because of God that I'm still alive, honestly. And it has great things in the book, you know. And I pray that as you read it, that your faith would just build on the inside of you. And you would know that God is on your side. God loves you. You know something, listeners? God really does care about us. He loves us. He really does. And I'm grateful for that. He didn't just want us to sit there and suffer and us not know that we could turn to him for help. The Lord said, call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. That's what it said. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Didn't say call a certain phone number and be saved, emergency or non-emergency. It didn't say that. Didn't say call the police. Didn't say call the fire department. Didn't say call your doctor and be saved even. Call upon the name of the Lord, meaning ask Jesus to come into your life and be saved and receive salvation. And you can go online to the website Rivers of Miracles to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. And that address is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, like a flowing river, Rivers of Living Water, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. And you know, it'll be Christmas in a few months. No, I'm not trying to get you to start your Christmas shopping. No, I'm not. But if you were, but maybe you, if you bought the book right now, maybe bought another one, and maybe you set it aside, and then when Christmas comes, or someone's birthday, someone you feel like you're supposed to sell the book to, you know, then you can give them that and be like, hey, got you a present that I think is going to help you in your walk with God. And so praise God for that. And I'm hoping that you can share it with other people, you know, because it's great. More people that get this book, the better. Amen. Because it really is a great thing that God has done. And I know that I will see it done to completion. And I know the God I serve only knows how to triumph. And they'll never fail. So, the other thing I want to remind you about is about the PayPal. I believe this, if this has been a blessing over the years, if this program has been a blessing into your life over the years of me doing this, I pray it has been a blessing. I really do pray that it's been a blessing for you. Then you can go online to paypal.com in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. You can go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, you'll want to type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Okay. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that I want you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please, if you would kindly, make a note of that. I would greatly appreciate it if you would do that. I really would appreciate it. Amen. And the verse I want to sell with your life tonight says, therefore, give, and it shall be given unto you. Didn't say pray, and it shall be given. Didn't say tithe, and it shall be given. Didn't say fast, and it shall be given. It said give, and it shall be given unto you. Press down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. And with whatsoever measure you give, it shall be given unto you. Amen. So now I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord for tonight. And we're continuing on with Psalm 119 and what is the word of the Lord to us. And we're going to continue on with that tonight. Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things, 'cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. Through you, blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible. Not gonna live by what I see. I'm not gonna live by what I feel. No, because deep down I know that you're here with me. I know that I can do anything through you. Not through you. I can do anything. I can do all things. Because it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible through you. Blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible. I'm not going to live by what I see. Not gonna live by what I feel. Because deep down I know that you're here with me. I know that you can do anything. Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things. Because it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible through you. Blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible. I believe. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things. Because it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible through you. Blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible. I believe in you. I believe in you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for meeting my needs. Meeting my needs. Thank you, Father, for meeting my needs. Meeting my needs today. Thank you, Father, for meeting my needs. Meeting my needs. Thank you, Father, for meeting my needs. Meeting my needs today. Thank you, Jesus, for meeting my needs. You're meeting my needs. Meeting my needs. Thank you, Father, for meeting my needs. Meeting my needs today. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Oh, amen. 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 May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, and you're coming and you're going and you're weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Yeah. Amen. 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 Upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, and you're coming. And you're going, and you're weeping, and rejoicing. He is for you. He is for you. He is for you.
He is for you. He is for you. He is for you. He is for you. He is for you. Yeah. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Your hand is on us. Your hand is on us. You go before us. You hem us in. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessing upon us. It's great to serve you. It's so great to serve you. It's so great to have you in our lives. So great to have your presence. Wherever we are, even if we're in our homes. Thank you, Jesus. That you are with us. You are going before us. You are hemming us in. Thank you, Jesus, for your hand being upon our lives. And it's great to serve you, knowing that you have our world in your hand, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for our time in the Word tonight. Thank you that we get to learn about your Word and what it is to us. Thank you that these people have ears to hear, minds ready to receive it, what you have for them tonight. And I thank you for that and for what you're doing in each and every one of their lives. Thank you. Like we sang, thank you that you are meeting our needs. Every need represented on this program is met tonight. You know what they need in their body, in their mind, in their spiritual heart. You know whether they need a healing or not. You know what they need, Jesus. Thank you that you've created us, spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are healing us in every area that needs healing tonight. And I give you praise, honor, and glory for that. And now I make my confession over this program tonight. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that more and more listeners come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. I want you to turn with me, please, to the book of Psalm 119. Woo! Amen. Love the Word of God. I'm so grateful for what the Word of God's done in my life. I pray you are too. Thank God for the Word of God. What would we do without it? And if you've got an app on your phone, maybe you got to find an app on your phone, well, up on your phone. Maybe you get an app that makes the sound of pages turning. Pastor said that at church. Dr. Buckley said that at church the other day. Listeners, I thought that was funny that he said that. Because believe it or not, folks, you know what they used to say back in the day, back before everything went digital, so much went digital, they used to say this. A pastor's two favorite sounds are this. Pages turning, and when they're taking offering, checks being ripped out of checkbooks. Maybe when you're at church and your pastor's taking up an offering, you know, whether it's for building offering or whatever, tithes and offerings or something, get an app on your phone that sounds like a check being ripped out of checkbook. And find a way to make it so that if you're giving electronically through your phone or whatever, that it makes the sound of a check being ripped out of a checkbook or money going in the offering bucket or something. Something so that your pastor knows you're giving in the offering and he can hear it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it's my gift to gab, I guess. I don't know. But nonetheless, all seriousness. 1981, let's go. And my soul faints with longing of your salvation. But I have put my hope in your word. So basically what he's saying here is put your hope in the word of God. Put your hope in the word of God. Amen. So if you're looking for some things to write down, you know, like what do I do? How do I approach this? Number one, put your hope in the word of God. Or we could say, number one, the word of God brings hope. So we're talking, what is the word of God to us? What does it bring to us? So number one, the word of God brings hope. And this is part two of what is the word of God to us. Part two. We did part one when we were on Wednesday night. You can go back and listen to that also. But for part two tonight, number one is the word of God brings hope. My eyes fail looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? Though I am like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your decrees. How long must your servant wait? When will you punish my persecutors? The arrogant dig pitfalls for me, contrary to your law. All of your commands are trustworthy. Help me, for men persecute me without cause. They almost wiped me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. Preserve my life according to your love, and I will obey the statutes of your mouth. Verse 89. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. Number two. I know I referred to this the other day, but I want you to have it. Number two, the word of God is eternal. In other words, it's everlasting. It doesn't go away. It doesn't die. What he said, he means, your word, O Lord, is the word of God is eternal. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You established the earth and it endures. Your laws endure to this day. For all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The wicked are waiting to destroy me, but I will ponder your statutes. To all perfection I seal on it, but your commands are boundless. Verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies. Number three, write down, the word of God brings wisdom. The God kind of wisdom. So whenever we talk about, oh, we use wisdom, hopefully we're talking about that God kind of wisdom. Your command makes me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than the honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. Turning the page. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Number four, write that down. Number four, the word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. 106. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the wing praise of my mouth, and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my own hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. Verse 13, I hate double-minded men. No, he's not saying he hates the people, but he's hating that they're double-minded. But I love your law. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Away from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commands of my God. Sustain me according to your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. Uphold me, and I will be delivered. I will always have regard for your decrees. You reject all who stray from your decrees, for their deceitfulness is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you discard like brass. Therefore, I love your statutes. My flesh trembles in fear of you. I stand in awe of your laws. I have done what is righteous and just. Do not lead me to my oppressors. Ensure your servant's well-being. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail looking for your salvation, looking for your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your love and teach me your decrees. I am your servant. Give me discernment that I may understand your statutes. It is time for you to act, O Lord. Your law is being broken because I love your commands more than gold, more than pure gold, and because I consider all your precepts right. I hate every wrong path. 129. Your statutes are wonderful. Therefore, I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and walk. I mean, and I pant, longing for your commands. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. So the next one you can write down is the word of the Lord can direct your footsteps. The word of the Lord can direct your footsteps. Then it says, let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from the oppression of men, so that I may obey your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your decrees. Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. Righteous are you, O Lord, and your laws are right. The statutes that you have laid down are righteous. They are fully trustworthy. My zeal wears me up, and my enemies ignore your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. Though I am lowly and despised, I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands are my delight. Your statutes are forever right. Give me understanding that I might live. So, so we look at that and we see, you know, the word of the Lord, you know, brings understanding to us. You know, it helps us have better understanding. And folks, what I read to you tonight is not some made up thing. It's not a figment of an imagination. That is from the Word of God, the fully unadulterated Word of God that I brought you tonight. And when I open up, you know, and I bring you the word, you know, obviously it's from the Word of God. It's the textbook that I use here. on this program. It's what it's based on, the Word of God, the unadulterated Word of God. And when it says stuff like, you know, though my heart may fail, I can trust in the Lord. And, you know, and those promises may be tested. You know what? They're not proven false. They're true. When God makes promises, when he makes promises, they're not maybe and I guess. They are yes and amen. That's what they are for us. His promises to us are yes and amen. They really are. It's not just something that he, you know, wrote out of a hat. And like it was like not like this chapter was written when because someone was bored and was looking for something to do, so they wrote all this. No way. The Word of God. Another thing, there's a couple other things that we didn't exactly read tonight that you can say the Word of God brings to add on the list of what is the Word of God, what does it bring? The Word of God brings life. Number six, the Word of God brings life, and life more abundantly. John 10:10. Number seven, the Word of God brings healing. I think of the verse, you know, where the man, you know, where Jesus is dealing, is, you know, talking to this man, and, you know, there's this centurion who's sick, and the man says, you know, Lord, I don't deserve to have you come in my house. I don't deserve to have you under my roof. I don't, he's like, I really don't deserve to have you just come in my house like this. I really don't deserve it. He says, but just speak the word. Just speak the word, and I may be healed. That's what he said, literally. Just speak the word, and I may be healed. Exactly what he said. Speak the word. Speak the word only, and my servant would be healed. And that's what happened. The word was spoken. The man was healed. And I'm so grateful for that. You know, words were spoken, and the man was healed. You know, another thing, the Word of God is beautiful for situations. Beautiful for situations. I think of this. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And it says they're beautiful for situations. Meaning, whatever it is that you're facing in your life, I don't care what it is. I don't care how hard it is. Trust in God. You might not have any control of it, but God has it. Well, give it to God. You know, let God deal with it. And then give it to God. If you draw near to God, he draws near to you. That's the way it works. And don't know about you, but I love the Word of God. I really do. And I thank the Lord for it. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would get it in our hearts, that we would realize that the word is, word of God, that your word is so much to us. That there's so much in it for us. And there's even other things, more things that I didn't even mention tonight on what the Word of God is to us. We're going to pick this up again tomorrow. And it's great. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are on our side for what you are to us. There would be those who do your word that we read about, that we would do it, and not just be those who just hear it and don't do it. And I thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen. All right, folks, we got some. I got some football, and to get through tonight. So, I'm gonna start with college first. Michigan State wins over CMU, 48-7. On the banks of the Cedar River, in East Lansing, in Spartan Stadium, 48-7. Michigan State wins. And they were talking about Michigan State's early struggles against CMU, and CMU had the lead for a minute and trying to make it sound like, oh, Michigan State's struggling. Oh, they're struggling. They're down to CMU. Really? In 09, Michigan State lost to CMU. CMU was projected to do more than Michigan State was that year anyway, though, so guess we were even there, you could say. But anyhow, the media, they're always having something to say, you know, and all these pundits and all this and all that and all. So that's what they were saying about that. And so, Michigan State improves to 1-0, and they will play again this weekend. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. Michigan got a nice win over East Carolina, 30-3. I gotta say, East Carolina is no pushover. They are a decent football team, but they were, facing Michigan, who is ranked number 2 right now. Only Georgia is ranked higher. That team to the south is ranked number 3. But, number 2 was Michigan. And their first game without Harbaugh was pretty impressed at it, honestly. He was watching the game from an assistant coach's house. We'll get to Harbaugh in a few minutes and what I think about that whole thing. Number 3. It was 33. Michigan did look very good, and I expect them to just keep on winning and showing what they're made of. That's what I expect from them. And for the high school level, Midland was soundly defeated by Mount Pleasant, 35-6, at Midland Stadium on Thursday night. I showed up to the stadium when there was like 4 minutes left. They were down 35-6, and that's what the score ended up being. Mount Pleasant totally controlled the first half. Midland did finally get in on the board like late in the second quarter, but that's all they would get. They'll try again on Friday versus Flint, Carmen, Ainsworth. at Midland Community Stadium. Not a game that I will be at. There are like 5, 6, 7 big injuries, key injuries for the Midland High Chemics among seniors. Hopefully, at least several of them will be back this week. That's my hope, that several of them at least will be back and ready to play and will prove themselves so that we can get back to our winning ways and showing what we are. I mean, what Midland High football is and what Chemic Pride is, winning these football games. Many of these kids will not go on to play college football. Most of them won't go on to play college football. But we'll see what happens. Dow High crushed Saginaw United 42-0. Great performance by the Chargers. They travel to Bay City to take on the Bay City Central Wolves at historic Elmer Engel Stadium. Where Midland will be next week. Okay, so I said I was going to talk about this whole Jim Harbaugh thing and what I thought of it. So Jim Harbaugh is under an investigation by the NCAA because of. Apparently, he was out recruiting players during the COVID dead period where they weren't supposed to be recruiting and doing certain things. I mean, you can think of the NCAA what you want to think, but I did think they were a bit ridiculous on it. And, you know, there's times, you know, you just got to recruit. And I get it, there's certain rules and regulations and that regarding that, but I think it's a little harsh that they're going after him. I also don't think they should have suspended Michigan. University of Michigan should have suspended him. I think that they should have let the proceedings play out with the MHSAA first. And see what the MHSAA says. I mean, what the NCAA says. Not MHSAA, that's high school. The NCAA, college. National Collegiate Athletic Association. And let them, and see what the NCAA rules. If they decide to hear it. And go from there. And then whatever disciplinary actions would need to be taken would be based on what's happened. And I think that Harbaugh should have a chance to speak and state either I did these things or I did not do these things. If there's proof that he did not do those things, then so be it. And he can continue coaching at Michigan. I think he's been a great coach. He really has helped us. We've been a lot better. We've gotten a lot better since he's here now. We went undefeated last year until the CFP. When we lost to TCU. In a game that we shouldn't have lost. But we did. But it's a new season. We're trying again. And so that's my take on the suspension. Also, it is time for me to predict the Lions season. They return many starters. The Lions return many starters back from last year in a season that was very successful, where they went 9-8. I expect them to do even better this year. My hope is that they can win the NFC North. That would be great. That would be, I would be so happy if they could win the NFC North. In some circles, they're actually favored to win the NFC North. They are in some circles. It'd be great if they could pull it off. Will they? I would say they will win the NFC North by a half a game. It will be by a half a game. The team right behind them will be the Minnesota Vikings. That's the way I see it going. I think it'll be 11-6, Lions, Vikings, 10-7. Will they earn a bye week? No. I do not see them getting a bye week in the playoffs. Will they win a home playoff game? Well, we'll have to see. I'm going to take that as a we'll see at this point. And as time goes by, maybe when we get halfway through the season, we'll see how we're doing. And we'll see what I'm thinking from there. I think we'll go from there. And I'm expecting great things from Goff and the other players in the running game doing great things. Their running back last year got about as many yards as Barry Sanders in some of those years of the 1990s. It was great to see. My hope is we get back to that again this year. It was great to see. Hopefully, we can do great things. All right, folks. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.
Tuesday, 7:47 p.m. 7:47 p.m.